Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
It is Dave Hodges. I am here, and I'm really glad to be with you. And as you heard in the intro, we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and we have a lot of unenslaving to do. No, not you. Not the person sitting next to you, but the people you need to go out and talk to tomorrow about what you're going to hear on this show. Folks, we don't have a lot of time. The police state surveillance grid is being rolled out as we speak. If you check out my YouTube podcast, we've been covering that. It's up on the website as well. And you really, really need to get busy spreading the word, because we are in deep, deep doo-doo. You know, Donald Trump has done some good things with the economy, but it's like a speed bump for the globalists. They're not slowing down. Anyway, before we get in to what we're going to do, and we're going to be joined in just a moment by Virginia Farver from Fort Collins, Colorado. Oh my God, is that a place? I call it the People's Republic of Larimer County, and you're going to find out why. Anyway, before we join Virginia, I need to let you know who brings us this show. And we're so thankful to these sponsors, because without them, we would not be bringing you the Common Sense Show. We're brought to you by what I like to call preparewithdave.com. And we say this all the time. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine in the form of natural health care. And you need tools, because you're not going to be able to call anybody, you know, when everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Well, we can help you with the food. The food is absolutely fantastic. It's restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, no glyphosate, no GMOs. And we have bundles here that'll get you through an acute crisis. Now, we can let you order two per day, and that's it, because we want everyone to be able to take advantage of these great prices. $75 for 2 weeks of food. You can't do that good at the grocery store with coupons. And this is restaurant quality food, and there is diversification in the food supply, so you're not going to habituate to eating the same food over and over. How do you get yours? How do you investigate it? You simply go to your URL and type in preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Now, if we've got food, I would be negligent in not bringing you an opportunity to purify your water. And I've been looking for water purification devices for almost a year. And a gentleman who promotes a lot of my work on YouTube and helps me with advertising came to me and said, Dave, I've got the one for you. And I gave him all these specifications. I said, look, if I'm going to bring this to my audience, it has to be top flight. There has to be no hidden history, no background trouble, no consumer fraud, nothing. I don't care how good the price is. They've got to be real people, and they've got to be on board with the movement. And he found me such a group. The Alexa Pure Pro people. One filter treats 5,000 gallons. And I don't want anyone to end up like the Flint, Michigan people did, where their water director is being charged with manslaughter because he knew what was going on and didn't do anything about it. And do you know that 218 million Americans have chromium-6 in their water? That's cancer-causing. That's 2 out of 3 of us. This product is the Aaron Brockovich of water purification. You owe it to yourself to check it out, and it is very reasonably priced. Go to a special website they've created for our people right here, our audience, and you're going to get the best price possible. Go to waterwithdave.com. Do you like that? I love that. Waterwithdave.com, and get started protecting your family today, because in the midst of all the things that are coming at us, you need to take these steps. So we've got food, we've got water, and doing these things helps support us here at the Common Sense Show. Well, you've heard Virginia Farver before, and I've known Virginia for years and years and years and years. And we've talked about a number of topics, and we talk off air, and sometimes our off air conversations are better than our on air conversations, because there is so much to discuss. Virginia's big thing, the thing that she is really becoming so well known for, is the 5G. And we're going to get into that here, but I want to talk about Agenda 21, now called Agenda 2030. With Virginia, because she lives in the middle of an Agenda 21 cesspool. And let me back up and say this. I'm a Colorado boy. I grew up there. I did my undergraduate work there, high school, whole nine yards. I have family in Colorado. And I used to go to Fort Collins a lot. I have friends in Fort Collins. It has become a cesspool of a state. And at the bottom of the toilet is Fort Collins, Colorado. And I don't mean the people. I love the people there. I love the things to do. It's beautiful in Colorado. But the government, in a word, sucks. Virginia, thanks for joining us. It's always great to have you on. I want you to tell the people what it's like to live in an Agenda 21 city. So when they see the signs of this, they're going to say, I don't want to go through what Virginia's going through. I need to stop this right now.
Dave, just to let everybody know, Fort Collins is a top 10 smart grid city. We have bike lanes everywhere. They've taken four lanes down to two lanes. We've got the MAX bus. They put in it's a bus system that goes north and south, and it goes for four or five miles is all. And they took almost $100 million grant to put this thing in, and nobody rides it. And it's just, like you said, Dave, it's just a cesspool here.
It is, and it breaks my heart. To see that. You told me about something that I really found disturbing. Now, my listeners are all going to be familiar with Bohemian Grove and child sex trafficking that goes on there, and the orgies, the satanic worship, and it's the elite, and we know all this stuff. But let me just say this. I used to come to Fort Collins for college days. Do you remember those?
Yeah,
and I went to the University of Denver. I played basketball there, and I had friends that played at Colorado State, and we would play against each other in high school. We hung out, played on the same AAU teams, and they'd call me up and say, Dave, coming up, we'll party this weekend, college days, it's awesome. It was a great time, and there was a little debauchery involved for some of the people that went to this, but it was basically a well-regulated event. The Fort Collins police kept things civil, and it was a good time had by most. I loved the mud football. That was my favorite activity. And you were just filthy from head to toe, but had a great time. But you've got something up there now called, I think it's called Bohemian Nights. Tell the people about this.
We have a weekend every summer that is called Bohemian Nights. And of course, you know, we don't, Dave, we've only got like 80,000 full-time residents. And of course, we've got Colorado State University here. But we've got 20 breweries here, and something's going on with all that as well too. But they have something called Bohemian Nights, and this is where all the kids go downtown, and it's for a whole weekend, and they have all kinds of parties going on and all kinds of stuff. And I finally told my friends, I said, Bohemian Nights, Bohemian Grove. And also, we have Pat Stryker, who owns, who has the Bohemian Foundation here. And if you look that up online, there are links to help fund the Soros Fund and all kinds of things like that.
Ooh, mm-hmm. yeah, the man who is really anti-American and trying to bring down this country. Well, Pat Stryker, I'm familiar with her work. She's doing quite well as a capitalist. Why would she hook up with someone like Soros? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I think she's really good friends with Rockefellers as well, too. You know, just to let everybody know, she took over a $500 million bailout for her failing Solyndra Solar Company when Obama was president. And, and she's turned around, and she invests in all kinds of stuff here, and she's helped with the energy lab here in town and at CSU, and it's to push all this smart grid stuff.
You know, a lot of people would say, well, that's just being a good steward of your community. What would you say to that?
No, it's not at all. No, it's not at all. So you just have to, as I've told you, Dave, I just really think this is a dangerous part of the country to live in. I really do at this point.
Listen, I will never travel into Larimer County. I think I'd be putting my life on the line. I have been.
Right.
Now, listen, I'm not talking about all law enforcement officers, and generally speaking, I have the utmost respect for law enforcement. They do things that the rest of us are too afraid to do, and I love them for their communication that they have with the public. They're polite. Whenever I've been pulled over by a cop, I've never had a bad experience. In fact, usually I've been able to talk my way out of it, and these police, if you're nice to them, are very, very cooperative with you. So I love police, and they risk their lives for us every single day. But in Larimer County, there's a higher than average normal amount of corrupt cops. And I've been threatened by a couple. In fact, this goes back to the Stacey Lynn case. And let me just lay the foundation just very, very quickly. I was contacted by friends of Stacey and then Stacey in 2012. And she was active in Agenda 21 issues. And in those issues, she then got attacked by her absentee ex-boyfriend, who she fathered a child with her, and all of a sudden he popped back into her life and seized her kid, and they brought in a globalist judge, Julie Kuntz Fields, from working with the IMF and the World Bank. By the way, she used Pat Stryker's business address on College Avenue as her original residence when she made her judicial application, and don't deny it because I've got a copy of the paperwork. Doesn't mean Stryker did anything wrong. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it showed her leanings. In fact, actually, her law firm in Ohio represented Stryker Biotech when they were being sued for some kind of product defect. And I don't remember all the details. But Stacey got caught up in all that. And she lost her kid. She was never charged with doing anything wrong, as you know, Virginia. And this is how I became familiar with Fort Collins. So I interjected myself into the case. And I worked tirelessly, but my efforts were futile, because we were not able to obtain bringing back Jaden home to his mother, where he wanted to be, and Jaden is the boy's name, and he's about 15 or 16 now, and she rarely sees him. She's had her parental rights severed for no reason, and this is Fort Collins, and so I was very vociferous about the corruption I was seeing in the DA's office, with the Larimer County sheriffs, and I got threatened. So, Virginia, I can never come to your town. If we ever see each other when I come to Colorado, it's going to have to be outside the boundaries of Larimer County.
This town is very, very corrupt. And just to let everybody know, I actually saw Stacey Lynn speak at a meeting a couple of years ago in Cheyenne, and I mentioned that Fort Collins is known as the Beers, Bikes, and Band City. And when I left the meeting, because it started snowing outside, all the people from Cheyenne added the word bongs to it. So now it's known as the Beers, Bikes, Band, and Bong City. So keep them intoxicated and preoccupied, and then they don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and they can be controlled easier.
Yeah. Well, as people listen to what we're talking about here, they'll come to know why I dubbed Larimer County to be the People's Republic of Larimer County. And I think I'm the one that coined that phrase, although I know other people are now using it. But anyway, what makes Fort Collins such a cesspool? Well, let me back up, okay? Sorry, let me gather my thoughts here. Virginia, I remember I interviewed you, and I don't remember the year. I think it was 2014 or 2015. And the city of Fort Collins had a law that said you could refuse a smart meter, and you tried to invoke that right. And tell the audience what they threatened to do to you in the middle of winter in Colorado.
Smart meters have always been an opt-in process, and they are making it an opt-out process, and it's completely wrong per the 2005 Energy Policy Act. And so what they did, Dave, is I'd sent in letters saying I'd sue them in excess of $1 million if they put one of these things on my home. And, of course, I'm in the film Take Back Your Power, which has been all over the world. And, you know, they just ignored it. And they sent me letters in December saying they were going to shut off my power. And then I actually had, it was the next following March, they came to my home early one morning and just shut my power off and changed the meter out without me knowing. So, you know, well, I actually ran to the front door, and there were police officers on my front porch for a forced installation of a smart meter.
Yeah, and you had the opt-out. I mean, this is what's so maddening. And right. why would the police even care about a smart meter? I don't get that.
Well, I actually started looking into that, and the city council members have actually passed a resolution and had an ordinance where they okayed police escorts to put these smart meters on, because there's something going on behind the scenes that they weren't going to get their full funding unless they had 100% compliance to get these meters in.
Wow. I say wow and wow again. That's
it's a real mess.
It really is. What are some other stories you can tell us besides the Stacey? You know, let me tell one more Stacey Lynn story. I'm sure you're aware of this. One night I got a phone call from Stacey, and she was over, I forget the next county over now. Was it Weld County? I think it was.
Yes.
And they had found something under her Suburban. And at first, the sheriff of Weld County thought it might be a bomb. And then they got in closer examination. It was a tracking device that was placed on and traced to the Larimer County Sheriff's. No court order, nothing, nothing. In fact, the guy that ordered it put on, including the tap of her cell phone, I forget the man's name now, he's on the Larimer County Sheriff, he signed as his own supervisor.
Yes.
It was unbelievable. Do you remember that story?
Yes. Oh, I've gone to many of the court proceedings that she had, and I'm telling you, if people could be here and have been able to see what I have seen, it would scare you to death. If you don't have to get into the court system here, I tell you not to do it. So it's very corrupt, and of course, I tried to sue the city last year, and they threw my lawsuit out concerning the fact that they didn't have public outreach for these smart meters. And just to let everybody know, in 2009, the chief financial officer for the city of Fort Collins estimated the smart grid to cost $350 million. Okay?
Oh.
And at that time, Dave, we had 60, maybe 70,000 full-time residents. That's a lot of money. And they were going to charge us $322 for each smart meter. Well, they deployed the mass deployments in 2013, just this spring, 2018. So it's been 5 years, folks. They just replaced 30,000 of these meters because they were not communicating properly. So I got hold of Bill Bathgate that has testified in Ohio and in Seattle, and he said this sounds about right, and these meters are not lasting but 4 to 5 years. And, you know, at the cost of these darn things, we're just never going to be able to be finished paying for them. It's just going to be constant.
It almost sounds like indentured servitude, where the cost of housing these things will so indebt the city that whoever is behind this will totally own the city in perpetuity.
Right. Well, just to let everybody know, a mechanical analog meter, the one with the glass face and the flat spinning wheel, that's with the dials on it, those are the ones we want to keep. Those last between 40 and 50 years. These are only going to last for 4 to 5 years. And I'll tell you, Dave, you know, that doesn't even include the infrastructure that's around town. And I don't know how long that stuff is lasting. I do know that there's electrical surges that come up through the ground. Every time there's surges of any type, and just to let everybody know, too, the substations actually have smart switches in them, and there have been fires and explosions in those as well, too. And those will send surges, and this weakens the whole system, thus weakening your own smart meter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why am I not surprised? Now, not only are they going to get you broke in the short term, they're doing it to you in the long term. What is the level? Let me back up here. You know, occasionally I go on and I host on a radio station in Johnstown, which is south of Fort Collins, but within the reach of Fort Collins. And I'll go on and on about the People's Republic of Larimer County. And I get a ton of phone calls, Virginia. I mean, a lot. And I get a lot of emails after I do those shows. And it seems to me there's some pretty aware people there. Where's the pushback?
I'm waiting, and I think it's going to happen. This winter, starting in October, we're going to time of day rates for our electricity. So for the hours between 5 and 9 p.m. in the winter, and from 2 until 7 p.m. in the winter, or in the summertime, our electric rates are going to go from 6 cents a kilowatt hour during those hours to 20 cents a kilowatt hour. So our electricity rates are going to actually triple. And I've actually heard that the Fort Collins Light and Power Fund is completely broke. There's no money in the fund for any kind of maintenance for the next couple of years.
I wish I had the clip to play it here right now. I didn't know we were going to get to this, but do you remember Obama when he was running in 2008? And he said, under my cap and trade plan, that utility rates will necessarily skyrocket. Do you recall that quote?
Right. Yeah, well, that's in the film. That's the very first thing that's in the film, Take Back Your Power.
That's right, it is. And he told us what was coming. In fact, he and Valerie Jarrett were on something that was too far ahead of its time. It was called the Chicago Climate Exchange. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And they were trying to set up carbon trading before Obama was ever president. He was brought in to bring in Agenda 21 into fruition, and he failed in large part because he couldn't get Wall Street to agree to bankrupt themselves. So it's amazing. Well, what have these policies done to the economic health of businesses in Fort Collins?
Well, I actually heard through the grapevine that Fort Collins is preparing for a recession next year. And something, Dave, there's been several people at the utilities that have either retired or quit recently, and are taken off of many boards. So there's rumblings of something going on down there, and I'm not sure what it is. So, you know, and this is the next forewarning, is they're going after this broadband. And they estimated that our broadband will cost $150 million. And if it fails financially, they're going to put a lien on every home in Fort Collins at $17 a month. And I actually heard a lady speak about it would take us over 300 years to pay that loan back, or that debt back.
How can they indebt a private homeowner for a public debt?
Well, that's Fort Collins, Colorado.
But it's illegal. I'm saying this is illegal.
Right. Well, they
can no more do that to you legally than I can be charged with your debt.
Right. It is so corrupt here. I mean, these people think they've got the wool pulled over everybody's eyes, and I want them to know that they don't. And this stuff needs to get out there because, and then on top of it, you know, I still worry about the radiation from these meters and everything else that's going on with all this.
Well, you know what we need to do? And, and really, I can't fault people in private business for being part of the smart grid. I don't like them for doing it. I will never patronize any of their businesses, but they have a right to do it. But the government elected officials have a fiduciary duty, by virtue of the fact they raised their right hand and swore to uphold the Constitution, and they're doing anything but. And I'm going to go back to what I asked you. Where's the pushback against these officials? I mean, what's this one person's name that I keep hearing about? Papa? Her last name is Papa?
She's not on the city council anymore. She's gone. But I'll tell you, Dave, they've got them all in place there. Every city council member, our city manager, they're all involved in all this stuff. Our mayor is also, he worked at CSU at the robotics lab, and he is the smart grid. Basically, that's what his whole career has spanned. And he's actually on the Colorado Smart Grid Task Force, and that's federal. And he was actually started that task force.
And here's what some people are thinking. Excuse me. Dave, I live in Kentucky. I'm sorry for the people in Fort Collins. I could care less, though, about what they're going through, because it doesn't affect me. Dave, tell me something relevant that affects me in today's show. What would you say to that comment?
Well, I just got an email today from Louisville, Kentucky, that they have rejected smart meters there because it's not in the public's best interest. And just to let you guys know, too, New Mexico has done the same thing as well. So, you know, because the cost overruns are just incredible with all this. I do know that they're depreciating these meters every year, just like you would a car, but it still isn't going to come close to what the true costs of all this are.
Is the opt-out option now disappeared?
Yes. I don't think it ever existed.
So it was kind of a bait-and-switch propaganda. Hey, look, you may not like this, but it's okay. You don't have to do it. But when push came to shove, you had to do it.
Right. I was forced to do it, yes.
Wow.
So that's what they do here. And
well, I'll tell you
like
what else
said,
they do there. They
I
steal.
I have a feeling, Dave,
go ahead.
That it's going to come back to haunt them is what is going to happen. Because I think when the public, at some point, the public's going to find out how financially unstable things are. And then I think that that's when people are going to be down there knocking on the doors.
When they're, yeah, when your utility rates go up 350%, that's what you're describing.
Right.
6 cents a kilowatt hour to 20 cents a kilowatt hour. People tend to respond when it's their pocketbook.
Right.
And, I mean, this is why Trump is, you know, soaring in the polls right now, and why black voters in tremendous numbers and also Latino voters in tremendous numbers are saying, this president is good for our community, for our neighborhood, for my family. We got jobs, and the wages are going up. People vote on their pocketbook. But here's the thing. The system, I learned this when I was trying to undo the stealing of Stacey's kid. And let me make a disclaimer here. So, Mr. Pappenheim, I know you like to follow me, and you like to send me mean, nasty notes. And I've always said, I'll have you on my show. I'll give you your say. You can't cuss or anything like that, but I'll give you your say. But I'm not denigrating Pappenheim in this particular program. But Stacey did not deserve to lose her kid. She did nothing wrong except oppose Agenda 21. Joint custody, maybe. I mean, we could make that argument, okay? Keep both parents happy. The kid has access to both people. We could argue the merits of that, I know, because I know a lot about the personalities involved. But to just steal a kid, and I want to emphasize this. Stacey Lynn's son, with the only parent that he knew growing up until he was 8 years old, was snatched from his mother for political activities. What was the word they called her in court when they passed judgment? They called her, I can't remember the term, but it basically meant you were giving up your citizenship.
Sovereign citizen?
There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
I just
yep.
had, yeah. You remember that? You're a sovereign
yep.
citizen, so therefore you have no right, Stacey Lynn. Now, they arrived at that sovereign citizen argument because of what? The fact that she was opposed to Agenda 21 in her community?
Right.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, and this I tell my husband this all the time, that the citizens of this town are indebted to that woman. I mean, she's still behind the scenes working, and I was telling Dave, she's incredibly smart. And
mm-hmm. yes.
she knows what she's doing.
She is, but you know, we tried to. And let me go into the point I was going to make here. Unfortunately for Stacey, she came along at a time when my show was just beginning to grow, and I didn't have all the contacts then that I do now. And this lady, Monica Wozelowski, for political activity as a State Department employee, lost her kid. We got her kid back because our reach was big and we were able to generate a lot of fundraising. We didn't have that capability in 2012. And I've always felt guilty about that, Virginia. I got to tell you, I blame myself, and it's a dark spot on my broadcasting career that I was not unable to undo that damage. But what I learned about your community, your DA was corrupt. Your sheriff's department was run by corrupt people. Not all the sheriffs were corrupt, But in fact, I actually heard from a couple of them says, go Dave, you know what you're talking about. I support you. It is bad here. I heard from people like that. The Fort Collins police was corrupt. They harassed her. The whole political system there is corrupt. And this is what I want people to know. When you let Agenda 21 people get a foothold in your community, you'll lose your kids. You'll lose your ability to pay your utility bills. You won't be able to keep dangerous smart meters out of your homes. I mean, what am I leaving out, Virginia? What else will happen to people when this happens to them?
Well, you're going to find out, and that's why I don't think that there's a lot of people that go down to city council meetings, Dave. It's because it's dangerous to speak out. It really is. You know, I've been targeted. My husband's been targeted. Stacy's been targeted. And through the grapevine, we hear all these stories all over town of the same things that happen. And, you know, until you're caught into this matrix of all this stuff, you don't really know that this stuff's going on. I mean, people are moving here like crazy, thinking this is such a wonderful community. And folks, it really isn't. I mean, it's really, really corrupt.
It used to be a wonderful community.
Right.
At one time, I really liked
it. Well, they got, I found the documents. We signed on to Smart Growth in 1995. So they are a good, you know, 20 years ahead of us with all this stuff. And of course, it's just seeped through. And literally every meeting now that's held for the public they have predetermined outcomes. They won't even let you speak about problems because they've already decided that what they're going to do. They don't even ask the public anymore.
Yeah, you know how I got started in broadcasting about how McCain and his banker friends tried to steal and force us off our property so they could put a Canamex highway through our system. And they used we're an unincorporated Maricopa County, and the nearest town is the town of Surprise. And it's, you know, I don't speak to Surprise government anymore, but at the time, it was like a mini Fort Collins. You'd go to their meetings, and you wouldn't believe what they called their plan to take our land. They called it Arizona 2020. Can you believe
right.
that? I mean,
yeah.
Could it be any more plain what they were actually saying to you?
Right.
And they rezoned my house. I live on an acre and a half, and they rezoned my house as being heavy industrial. So they'd have an easier time forcing it off our land. Now, we were able to win for a variety of reasons. And we beat them at the gate. But the bottom line is most people, they're powerless in the face of this stuff.
Right. Yeah. There's always, I tell people this all the time, there's always safety in numbers. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the masses of people to wake up. And I know you mentioned it the last time when I was on was V for Vendetta. I mean, folks, watch that film. It's, I mean, it's so good and it's so relevant. It really is. But,
yeah.
I'll tell you, you know, me personally, I think half these people need to be run out of town.
I think half those politicians need to be in prison.
Yes. Especially over this smart grid stuff. I have no doubt, Dave, that this stuff, if anybody watches the film Take Back Your Power, if you stand in front of a smart meter, it actually thickens your blood. And so, like I said, so it makes it harder to pump. And so you can have heart palpitations. You can, you know, you can die of a heart attack. You can. So I have no doubt about it that there's something like that already going on, and it's probably already harmed people.
Aren't there, because let me give you an example of what I know. If you have a pacemaker, you're not supposed to be anywhere near a microwave.
No.
And to me, you're looking at the same danger with a smart meter. Aren't there exemptions for people that would have things like pacemakers?
Well, let me just put it this way. There's a gentleman in the film that opted out. This was in California. He opted out, but his neighbors all had smart meters. And his pacemaker kept going off. And it went off four times in, I think, a six-month period or something. And each time it went off quicker. It didn't take as long for it to go off.
Wow.
So this is what can happen. I mean, this stuff is really, really dangerous. And you know, I've told my neighbors, they're like, yeah, well, you know, smart meter, you know, we're going to get cancer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I turn around, Dave, and I say, well, death by smart meter it shall be, because these things, they're nanopulses. And we get into all these devices are nanopulsed. And this is the stuff that tears your cells and your DNA down, and it does it really, really quickly.
When Agenda 21 came into your town, what were the first steps they took to obfuscate what they were doing and negate any public protest, besides stealing people like Stacy Lynn's son?
Well, you know, it's been seeping through so slowly, and you know, now they've just got everything in place. You know, the Max bus, to me, I think that was the heavy thing that they put in. See, they take these federal grant funds and they put it in this Max bus system, and all it is they bought in some buses. It was almost $100 million, Dave. But the problem is they got the grant funding, but guess who ends up paying for the maintenance? And basically, the only people that are riding this Max bus are the homeless people going from downtown out to the outer edges of Fort Collins to Panhandle during the day. And of course, we are subsidizing them riding every time they ride on there.
You mean the homeless get to get a free bus ride courtesy of the taxpayer?
Yes.
What's the rationale behind that? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't to me either, but that's what's going on. So, you know, and it's just a matter of time before somebody's harmed on one of those buses or any of that stuff. But that, to me, that was the first thing that and I started noticing these bike trails. I mean, our roads are falling apart. We've got twice as many people that have moved here in the last 10 years, and our roads are all narrowed, and now we've got these beautiful bike lanes all over town, and they've put in these tunnel systems, these concrete tunnels with stamped concrete on the inside with all these designs. And folks, this stuff's really, really expensive.
What do you mean tunnel systems? Hold on, I'm confused. What do you mean by that?
For bike riders, tunnels to go underneath roads or, you know, in areas where they need to put a little tunnel.
So you can tell I can't go into Fort Collins anymore because I have not seen this. And
yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
that we have this in Phoenix. I've never seen it. But
Well, you know, they put in this whole thing, and we do have some bike riders that probably for 3 or 4 weeks in the spring, you know, you'll see families out on their bikes. But then it gets hot in the summertime and nobody's out. And then fall time, you'll see when it's nice, the weather's nice, you'll see a few people out on the bike lanes. But other than that, Dave, there's nobody on them. And we've got miles and miles and miles of bike lanes. And these are really expensive. So that was my first knowledge of what was going on. But it's gotten so much worse.
The only reason you would do that, and you know more about this than me, but check my reasoning on this, is that if someday, not today, but someday in the future, that area is going to be so densely populated, there will be no cars, and bikes will be the mode of transportation.
Right.
Does that fit?
Absolutely. And just to let everybody know, all our major intersections now, they spend tons of money putting in these beautiful pots for all these flowers and all this artwork. You know, we're subsidizing all that as well, and they paint our electrical boxes, all these, we subsidize all these artists, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars to paint our electrical boxes. Why? I don't know. And so this is what's going on. Even our major intersections have colored concrete going across them, and that is so that when you're driving, visually, it makes you feel like the road is narrowing, and so they think it's going to make us not want to drive anymore.
Are you serious?
We'll walk or ride our bikes. Yeah, that's what it does.
What you're talking about, I know about this from my psychology background, you're talking about using artwork to create linear perspective, and that all lines will come together, and you can't stay between the lines, and it could cause some consternation, and I think this is what you're describing.
Well, and I also feel like a lot of that is for the mere fact they're trying to make everything look really nice because we aren't going to be able to get out of the town centers. And so that's what their plans are with all this stuff. And, you know, I think at that point when they start demanding that we get rid of our cars, I think that's when it's going to end. Because I'll tell you, Dave, you know, they should have been taking this money. I-25 between Fort Collins and Denver, and from Denver to Colorado Springs, it's a disaster. I mean, it's four lanes both ways, and it's just bumper to bumper and horrible. But you know, they're spending money on all the wrong things. They want to go to this renewable energy, 100% renewable energy, by I think it was like by 2040, and I don't think that's even a possibility. And then on top of it, who's going to pay for all of it?
Well, it'll be further indebting, I just have a suspicion, and I'm speaking totally without any information at all, but the reason you would indebt a society like this, so hopelessly in debt, is the people that are behind this are the people that are making money on it.
Right.
So that's...
I have heard through the grapevine that, this grant money is being filtered through to some of the members that are in the, of course, politicians and people in our cities and stuff. There has to be something like that, Dave, because otherwise, why would they do it? It's not in our best interest. It's they're even putting their own families in harm's way, and so that's the only thing that makes sense.
In this goes back to something I ask a lot of people who bring up topics like this, where the actions of somebody actually serves to endanger their families. Have you ever heard them address this? I mean, what do you think they would say? Yeah, I'm putting my kids at risk.
I don't know. I've got that microwave expert that calls me, and he says you're talking to people that have no souls. They don't understand a grieving mother. They don't understand that they don't care. They don't even care about their own kids. So, you know, I guess maybe, Dave, the money is just too good and the power. I'm not sure what it is. But, you know, after losing my son, there is no amount of money and there is no amount of power that could ever... You could offer me $10 trillion right now, and I would turn it down in a millisecond to have my son back. So, you know, people, they just... Until they're caught into it and one of their kids becomes ill with cancer or their spouse or somebody there, you know, that they love, they just don't care.
You know, in Virginia, we've got people listening to us. Now we're moving over on podcast one and we're on a bunch of new stations. So, you know, we haven't really set the background here, and I know this is painful. So let me just say it this way. When Virginia referred to losing her son, he was a graduate student at San Diego State University, where they have an extensive, dangerous cell phone network, communications network. And people who have lived where your son lived have had high cancer clusters. And unfortunately, your son got brain cancer and did not survive. And that's what Virginia is referring to. And Virginia, I'm sorry to have to bring that up, but a lot of people would not know what you're talking about there.
Well, you know, Dave and I, you know, there were four men in 2008 that all worked in the same room in the same building on the San Diego State University campus, and they all came down with brain cancer. The odds of that happening are just astronomical. So anyway, I started contacting the school because I drove out there. I couldn't get answers, and I found out there was a cell tower. I got on antennasearch.com, and I found every cell tower within a four-mile radius of that school except for that one cell tower. And Dave, it took me 4 months to figure out what it was. And right now that cell tower, that one cell tower, can transmit 100 miles east-west or north-south and 200 miles east-west. And it goes from, and I found a new link, I'll send it to you. It goes from San Diego State University right to the Spa Wars Agency and then on out to San Clemente Island, and that is actually where they have a lot of weather modification experimentation going on and other types of things.
Wow. And this is and I think at this point too, we mentioned this, I got stung because I risked losing financially what I had worked for my entire life with the McCain folly. But Virginia lost something far more precious, which was her son. And this is usually what motivates a lot of people in our business to do what they do. We're the victims of this, which is why we're kind of a couple steps ahead of the curve, because we've had to deal with this. And
Dave, I've actually investigated, just so everybody knows, I've actually been involved in 5 cancer clusters in 5 area schools in California. They're all from overexposures from this. And so that's why there's such a heavy emphasis on fighting this stuff. And I'll tell you, Dave, speaking of John McCain, just to let everybody know, in 2008, he was in arguments with many of his neighbors on his Arizona property, because he installed a cell tower. And he was known for always having his cell phone and putting it to his head. I had people send me pictures all the time.
And we know what he died from. He died of brain cancer.
Right. Bo Biden died from brain cancer. The Kennedy family, they know that his cell phone is what caused it. So, you know, these people just are not speaking out.
You think the McCain family would be saying something? But it might speak to their ambition beyond the death of John McCain.
Right.
And back to what we talked about, the people that would, you know, perpetrate this upon the public are depraved individuals. They have no sense of morality.
Think about the 1996 Telecom Act. I think it's Section 704. You cannot sue over health effects from a cell tower placement. Why would that be in there? And actually, Arthur Furstenberg, he is the Cellular Task Force out of New Mexico. He's actually suing the FCC as we speak over this. He thinks it's unconstitutional, which it is. So, but, you know, Bill Clinton's the one who put that in place. And so the Clinton Global Initiative, they've been involved in, you can type in the CGI/smart grid, everything pops up. And, of course, you've got Al Gore, and he owns Silver Springs Networks. And, you know, these people have known for many, many years that they were going to do this, and they're completely invested in it.
Virginia, going back to Fort Collins, what's going to have to happen for things to change and for a sense of normalcy to return?
I don't know, Dave. I try my hardest. I know I'm putting my neck out on the line. My husband actually works for the city of Fort Collins. And, you know, he doesn't like what's going on down there either. And there's several people that I think know what's going on. But, you know, their hands are tied. They really can't say anything. But I think, like you said, I think when it starts hitting them in the pocketbook, they're going to realize what's going on. And just to let you guys know, the Arizona Public Service just came out and basically has stated that they will decide how much energy that we will use and what it's going to cost us. So I'm assuming that's going to be across the board for all utilities.
Yes, I saw that coming. And they've elected people. I tell you, want to talk about corrupt politics? Here in Arizona, we have Arizona Public Service operates as a private utility, the way it functions. It's not supposed to be designed that way. And they use dark money, in other words, you don't know who's donating the money, to get corrupt candidates elected. And they never have to disclose the money. The courts are in on it with them. I mean, it is a big scam. So we went, sometime back, we went totally solar. And it takes 7 years to break even with what you pay versus what you save. So we're buffered to some degree, but not entirely. You never get off the grid. By the way, we have a neighbor. He's a Mr. Fix-It. Love this guy. And he was down to paying $16 a month to APS, who we lovingly call Arizona People Stealing From Us. And they came and told him, you're trying to get off the grid. We're not going to let you. It's illegal to make you purchase a service. No government entity can force you to purchase a service. You know, they can't force you to purchase a driver's license. You just can't drive. But they can't force you to stay on the grid, yet they're trying.
Well, I caution people with solar too, Dave, because you really have to know what you're doing, because that can also put dirty electricity on your home wiring.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, it makes your home wiring a huge antenna, so you have to know what you're doing. And then a lot of states, what they're doing, Dave, is they're only allowing you like 30% of what you create a month in energy to use against your electric bill. So
yeah.
This is how they're going to try and control it.
We got in a grandfather clause, and so our numbers are a little better than that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You know this topic so good. I'm so impressed. Virginia, we are out of time. Listen, here's what we did that I really liked. We talked about a lot about Fort Collins as kind of a warning sign to the rest of the country. But I need to get you back to talk about this 90-page report that talks about the real dangers of this electronic communication and what it's really doing to us. So expect me to be in touch with you soon. And very quickly, how can people follow your good work?
Well, I'm just kind of all over the place, Dave. People somehow find my email address and stuff, and so I've met a lot of really good contacts that way.
Okay.
I've kind of been in and out all summer, so it's been kind of hard to connect with people sometimes. But, I urge people to get on Take Back Your Power. There's actually a new conference. It's coming out next week through the Empower or the Take Back Your Power movement, and you can get on that. It's Lloyd Burrell's going to have all these experts that are going to be speaking at a conference. And just to let everybody know, this 5G stuff, I sent Dave a 90-page document by Dr. Martin Paul, and we are in imminent danger. And he also says that we're going to be extinct if we allow this stuff.
Yeah, we're going to all end up like John McCain. There's no question about it. And this is why,
absolutely,
Virginia, I'm going out of town for a few days. So I'll be in touch with you when I get back. We need to come back and do a follow-up and get into this report and talk about the possible extinction of humanity with this. Virginia, you are one of my heroes. So, Stacy. There's some brave people in Fort Collins. You're one of them, and I'm glad we've got you on the front lines fighting for us. I want to thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave. Anytime.
Okay. Good night, Virginia.
Bye.
Thank you.